I've been having conversations lately with women and this idea of fighting for their marriages. And one thing that surprises them is when I say that I don't fight for my marriage. In fact, I stopped fighting for my marriage a long time ago. And I'm going to share why in this episode. So stick around and let's dive into it. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. So this episode for me is one where I feel very vulnerable sharing it, and not in a negative way. I think I've made my peace with it, but also I do know that it's going to activate a few of you depending on what your beliefs are when it comes to marriage. And I just invite you to be open to see how it goes. But one thing that I've been sharing recently as I've been talking to a lot of women, thinking about people pleasing and just thinking about the stress and overwhelm that seems to accompany motherhood and people who choose to be partnered with other people, is this idea of fighting for the marriage. And don't get me wrong, I love being a wife. I love being a mom. It's amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. But one thing I realized after the first few years of becoming a wife and a mom, I realized how much I resented my daughter and my husband. I only had one child at that time. And one of the realizations I had was, as a successful career woman, I assumed that having a husband and a child should just be easy. I'm a go-getter. I know how to figure things out. I know that if I work hard enough, I can just figure it out. I can know what to do. I'll do it. I'll take the action. But that works when you're in a career. That works when you've got some goals. It works a lot when it's outside of the people that you're most vulnerable with. And for me, I thought that if I worked hard like I did at my job, then I could figure out the right way to make my husband help around the house, support my career aspirations, and make me feel valued and accepted. My daughter should just be able to respond and listen and do what I said. That's not the reality. And I think for so many of us, we've been taught this idea as women that once you get settled down, the hardest part is just finding a partner and then everything will be fine. We see this even displayed in the media. We always see the princess gets the prince or the knight in shining armor. We don't get to hear the other side of the story, and we buy into this assumption that being partnered with someone, committing to be with someone for the rest of your life, having children is the thing that brings you joy and pleasure and fulfillment in life. But it doesn't, because that's not their purpose in life. They have their own purpose as much as you do. And so for me, when I found myself resenting my husband and my daughter, I looked inward and I thought, surely there's something wrong with me, because other moms who are struggling, who are overwhelmed, they seem to be carrying it well and they're happy. That was not the truth. So what I thought was, I'm going to fight for my marriage, and I did everything I could so that we could avoid divorce, until it hit me. Am I fighting for what I want, or am I fighting for the idea of a marriage? Are you fighting for what you want, or are you fighting for the idea of a marriage? Because what if my sole purpose in life was not to stay and get married? Then what changes? What if I could choose to embody love and acceptance regardless of my circumstances? What if the success of my marriage wasn't dependent on how much I sacrificed for my husband's approval? And I see women who come into my world, we talk a lot, and the base is always this hustling for their worth and acceptance, especially from their partners. And I always go back to this time of what I was really fighting against were my own fears, my traumas, my generational patterns, the stories, the paradigms, the mindsets that had been passed down to me about how marriage was hard and women had to choose between staying married or having a career. It's almost like those two things could not exist. And so the truth was, I couldn't really fight for a marriage where I didn't know who I was outside of who I was told to be. I wanted to have success in my professional life. I also wanted my family life to be successful. And success to me back then was my husband being supportive at home, my daughter not stressing me out as much. You know, just life being easy, a little bit, less overwhelm, less stress. So what I did instead was I had to choose to define what that could look like instead of what I saw outside. And so I decided I was going to stop fighting for my marriage. And I fought for the woman I wanted to be instead, regardless of whether someone was in the picture or not. And this is the mindset shift that I'm bringing to this conversation. What if you stopped fighting? For you, it might not be a marriage, it might be a relationship. What if you stopped fighting for that relationship and fought for the woman that you want to be instead, regardless of whether someone else is in the picture or not? Because where so many of us get stuck is, as women, we are relational beings. We value connection, we value our relationships. And so it does make sense for you to want to invest in the relationship. But the relationship will not exist without you being there. And so if you're not focusing on who are you, then you just become who the relationship is dictating you to be. So for me, I started investing in support to heal from my childhood trauma and learn what it was like to be me. I hired coaches to help me, and I focused on being the woman that people wanted to be around, that people wanted to partner with. And now I want to pause here because I know that this can be hard for so many of us to hear. What do you mean get invested? What do you mean get support? I can just figure this out. Sure. So then start asking yourself the hard questions. If I really want it, if you really want this to be your reality, how do you make that happen? What is the benefit of this support to you and your family? If money, time, and energy were abundant, what would you be willing to consider? Because for me, growing up as a believer in Christ, it's so easy for us to fall into this Proverbs 31 woman from the Bible being our goal. It's easy to think that this woman came out of the womb handling her business. That's how I thought going into my marriage. I thought if I just like prayed hard enough to be the Proverbs 31 woman, everything's going to get sorted out. No. And that's why I was slapped in the face. She didn't handle all of her business. I'm not even sure she was real. But I think what that passage was trying to tell us is try to pull what applies to you in your season of life. Because I remember just trying my best to be that woman, and I had to be reminded that I was born to be me. I was born to be me, the me that exists in my marriage, the me that exists as the mom, and now the me as this coach and life architect building this business, trying to create this movement to support women so that they know that their families and their careers can exist beautifully. And so for me, this conversation is pulling you out. What are the mindsets that keep you wrapped up in striving and hustling for your worth instead of focusing on knowing that you're the asset in the relationship? Because the relationship doesn't exist without you. The relationship exists because you're there. And whether you acknowledge it or not, you choose to be there. And so when it comes to thinking about who you want to be in the relationship, when it comes to thinking about the life that you want to create, you have to focus on you first. Before thinking about your family. I remember healing my relationship with food. That impacted my kids because guess what? I was no longer restricting foods. I was able to allow my children to experiment with food and figure out what works for them and what doesn't. I stopped thinking about food all the time. And now my kids are older, I see how they approach food very differently. The best thing you can do for your family if you're someone in a partnered or committed relationship, you have to decide what you want in the relationship. What if it doesn't have to be hard? What if you don't have to fight for it? It's not the easiest thing to do because it's going to feel unfair sometimes and you're going to think there's no point, but you have to be willing to trust the process. You've tried hard to fight. What if you didn't have to anymore? I will tell you, for me, when I started to heal, when I started to work on myself to be the best version of myself for me, I started to feel more confident in myself and my abilities as a wife and a mom. Prioritizing myself became normal. It wasn't easy, but the practice became normal. I stopped mothering my husband, and I saw him as a whole human, capable of making his own decisions, and I stopped trying to use him as a project that needed to be fixed so that he could be better for me. I partnered with him, and over time, parenting has become easy for us. It doesn't mean that it's always perfect. It doesn't mean that we don't have those crunchy moments, those moments where there's a little bit of conflict. I think that's all part of the growth. I stopped fighting for my marriage because I refused to feed my fears and recognize that for me to have the marriage I desired, I had to be the woman who had that marriage first, regardless of my circumstance. And I'll tell you, we're still a work in progress. I don't think it's ever going to end because we're growing and evolving as humans. And so here's one thing I want to leave you with. If you're in this space where you're in a relationship, whether even if it's friendship and you feel yourself always fighting for it? What if you started to approach it with curiosity? What if you started approaching it with, I don't know, but I'm willing to figure this out? What if you approached it with, I am the asset in this relationship. The relationship exists because I am here and I choose to be here. What changes for you? I'm going to leave that with you today. Who would you be in those relationships if you stop feeding your fears? How might you show up? What would you say that you haven't said yet? And if you've said it a million times, how can you say it differently this time? Knowing that you're the asset. Contemplate this. You might be surprised at what you find out. All right, my friends, I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you soon.